Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Disney fans. It's another edition of Dining at Disney podcast brought to you by our friends at Shure. We use an MV7 podcast microphone bundle, and you can check it out on our show notes. Our link there for Shure.com, Shure.com. It's got a USB and XLR output. Paired with that Shure Plus Motive app, you can make your voice sound like $1 million. Step your game up in terms of your conference calls, your podcast, your content creation, so much more. Shure's got your back. The MV7 podcast microphone bundle brought to you by Dang It Disney and, of course, Shure at SHURE.com. Gator Framework Studios got your hookup in terms of all kinds of stands, desks, accessories for content creators, podcast creators, music, lighting, and AV equipment, so much more. Check out the link in our show notes, GatorFrameworks.com.
From the Gator Framework Studio in Music City, it's the Dining at Disney podcast.
You know the thing about good food? It brings folks together from all walks of life.
You'll discover all the best restaurants and food as you hungrily explore the Disney parks.
Let's do this thing!
The Dining at Disney podcast with your hosts, Kristen Hetzel, Bubba Alvarez, and Kat Arcori.
Welcome to the Dining at Disney podcast. I'm Kristen, Disney park enthusiast, foodie, and travel expert.
I am Al John Go, lifelong Disney, Marvel, Star Wars, and content creator. Big fan.
And
joined by Chris. Joined by.
Sorry.
It's all right.
I'm Kat. I'm an experiential producer. I'm a film historian, and I am Kihoi Kwan's number one fan.
Yeah.
If you haven't already, please make sure to like, subscribe, and click the notification bell. Heyo.
Heyo.
Today, we are going to be talking about the best on-the-go foods at the Disney parks. So before we get into that, though, Kat, mm-hmm. We're starting a conversation like off camera. We're like, let's just save it for the show.
Oh, yeah. It's about how overly emotional I am over Kihoi Kwan's incredible domination of the awards circuit. I'm counting this as Disney news because it's Everything Everywhere All at Once was co-produced by AGBO, which is the Russo Brothers production company, and they directed Endgame. So like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, it's Disney news. Not only is Ki an incredible actor in this film. I don't know if you guys saw it. Did you see it?
Not yet. It's on
Not
the
yet.
Watch list.
Please see it. If
Which film?
Listeners, please watch
Everything
it.
Everything All at Once.
Everything, okay. Everywhere, all at once. It's incredible. Kihoi Kwan and Michelle Yeoh are just dominating. But he gets up there at every award show so far and gives a speech that brings me to absolute tears. Absolute tears. I cry. He opens his mouth and I cry. It doesn't matter. And everything genuine. He says, he's so genuine. He's so heartfelt. Every time he talks, I'm just like, oh my God, where have you been? Please be in more things. And he is going to be in more things. He's going to be in Loki season 2.
That's right.
An American born Chinese with the Queen Michelle Yeoh, both coming to Disney Plus later this year.
I love
nice.
It.
Nice.
I love
so
it.
I'm excited. Looking forward to Loki too.
Yeah, for sure.
Well,
for sure.
There was a bunch of stuff going around the Critics' Choice Awards this past Sunday. You know, Ki had his embrace with Brendan Fraser because of the Encino Man reunion, which is
yes.
a thing. There's been pictures circulating of Ki alongside Steven Spielberg, of course, being reunited because he was in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, is one of my mm-hmm. favorite characters of all time. Short Round, mm-hmm. which I grew up with, and Ki was so influential because I was like, once again, I identified with Ki. I'm part Chinese, and Asian kids are, you know, other hanging out with other types of kids was like, oh, that's totally him. And I was totally geeky. I loved him in Goonies, which is one of my top five films that I love from that era Data, his character, was like, Pinterest apparel, Pinterest apparel.
Yeah.
And, I loved it. And the fact that he's making a huge comeback now is very cool, and it's well deserved. I think Hollywood loves him, and Hollywood loves a great comeback. And between Brendan, who busted his butt for so many years to the point where he broke himself, to where he's coming back in a big way, along with Key, is just, it's just wonderful to see. And of course, Loki season two, that's just amazing.
You know, speaking of Brendan Fraser coming back, you know, it amazes me that, you know, for the longest time, it really was mostly women that kind of got trashed for, hey, you put on weight. Oh, you look older. But they were giving him a whole bunch, too.
Oh, they body shamed
him. You know, like really bad. It's got to stop at some point. Because, you know, I remember when Jennifer Love Hewitt was getting that for a while, like not long after she had given birth to her kid. And now Selena Gomez is like back in there for people talking about her weight gain. And it's like, you know, especially for somebody who's like 5 foot, 5'1", 5'2".
Who had a kidney transplant.
You put on 10 pounds and literally it looks like 30 on most people when you are that short or that short and petite. And I'm like, let's give some people a break. I mean, yeah,
so
Selena Gomez, she has had a lot of medical problems, one of them being a kidney transplant patient. And those medications will make you puff up like the Stay Puff Marshmallow Man.
It happens.
So,
steroids.
And yeah. Mm-hmm. And as they increase those rejection meds, if something happens and it's showing signs of possible rejection, they up those meds, and those meds all make you look like you're puffy.
You know, I did something when Selena had mentioned the fact that she had a kidney transplant. I actually messaged her. I DM'd her for just a random reason on Instagram. Of course, never heard back from her. But I basically said, much love and respect. My wife's got a kidney transplant, and I'm glad that you were able to kind of shed some light on this, you know, which is great. And, yeah. You know, I think it's great. But yes, you're right, Kristen. I think body shaming is just horrible. I think you should be proud of yourself. And granted, I know I could lose a few LBs. There's no doubt about that. And I need to for my own health and well-being and to take care of the kids and to be with you for, you know, another 20 years, which in September will be 20 years, Kat. Can you believe it? 20 years.
You guys.
20 years of the Christmas.
An inspiration, for real.
An inspiration, these things. But yeah, I mean, you know, we got to be able to, look, we enjoy food. Of course, we do this show, but I mean, at some point, people just have to stand up and say, look, this is wrong. It's so wrong.
You know, I'm sure if anyone who listens to this show follows me on Instagram, they know exactly what soapbox I stand on as far as body positivity and acceptance. And, you know, I don't love to hear about the way that people spoke about Brendan and the way that they victimized him for a second time after he had already been victimized by this industry. And I also am very, he and Key coming back into the spotlight after 30 years, I think sets a precedence for other people who maybe have had similar instances of I'm going to call it bad luck, but what it really is industry bias. People like Mina Suvari, people like, I can't think of anyone else off the top of my head, but there's a very long list of them. People who were quote unquote blacklisted because of things that happened in the 90s when men in power were even more corrupt than they are now.
Sure.
And now that those men are being held accountable for their actions and their words and the things that they've done, I hope that if there's somebody out there who wants that second chance, who thinks that their journey in this industry is not done, I hope that they are able to go out and look for that second chance or have someone come looking for them like the Daniels did for Key or Aronofsky did for Brendan, because there's only an actor can decide when their performance, when they have nothing left to give.
Yep.
And there are a lot of people in this industry who flashed and burnt out because other people were making those decisions for them. So what I want to say overall is that if you're listening to this podcast, even if you don't think so, you're beautiful just the way you are. And don't let anyone tell you any different. And you can do anything that you put your mind to, unless it's something bad. But if it's something bad, you probably aren't listening to this podcast. So
we only attract the good people.
Yeah.
Well, I will say Brendan Fraser and Patrick Dempsey were in one of my favorite movies together.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
No.
With Honors.
That's a good movie. Didn't you do something on that, Kat?
No, not yet.
Okay. I was like,
not yet.
You're.
That's one of my, I watched that movie one, so many times.
That is a good movie.
Back in the day.
It is. It makes me want to see it again, actually.
Okay, let's watch it this weekend.
Okay, let's watch it this weekend.
Yeah.
Watch it. And then I have to have Kristen watch Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom so you can see Key in his prime.
Hell yeah.
Do I have to watch them back to back?
No.
Okay, because I was going to say that's a long time to ask me to sit.
Honestly, you're going to love it. I think Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom is so good. It's so good for so many reasons, because I feel like they took whatever it was on Indiana Jones and just amped it up. And I feel like it, maybe it's just my bias because I grew up loving that movie so much. And part of that is, once again, Key. I love Key. So anyway, kudos to Key. And anyway, excitement on this show because we have an awesome list.
Yes, we are talking about the best places for food on the go. So those things you can walk and eat at the same time.
Walk
so yeah, this sitting down to eat your burrito, you know, isn't gonna happen. You can't do that here. We're looking for stuff that you're walking, you're on the go all day. You're like, I'm getting everything, every activity I want to get done. And food is coming secondary. These are those menu items.
Okay.
What's that like?
I don't know, because we all sit and eat. So we're like, hey, let's go to a quick service place. 2.5 hours later, we missed that fast pass time.
Whoops.
Maybe we should have another glass of wine. And then.
Ay, ay, ay.
Exactly.
Ay, 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 what?
Ay, ay, ay. Okay.
Okay.
So where do we start? You want me to start?
I'll let you start.
I will kick things off here at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, because I'm going to go for the Ronto Wrap. I think Bubba, I think I'm channeling some Bubba positivity here, because that's his favorite thing at the Disney parks. And I will agree, the Ronto Wrap was roasted pork, grilled pork sausage, peppercorn sauce, tangy slaw, wrapped in pita bread, I think is the perfect walk and talk. It's kind of like the Star Wars equivalent to a hot dog or an Italian sausage. I'm down with that. Mm-hmm. Portable and very filling. Very good. And of course, you can also have the breakfast wrap too. That's a sidebar. So.
Yes, you could, as long as it's during the breakfast time.
As long as it's during the breakfast time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Delicious. Yeah. I have to eat that with a fork and a knife.
Yeah. No. No handy pita for you, dear.
This
for
is
you
my,
just now tuning in, Kat is gluten-free, so.
Yeah, I can't have the wrap part of the Ronto wrap, but I highly recommend getting it without. If you
could just walk
to.
Around eating
just the Ronto, just the Ronto part.
What about the slaw? What about the sauce?
Yeah, that's true.
I need a fork.
You know what? You could maybe ask for Ronto in a cup without the wrap, and you just put everything, slice it up, and make yourself a makeshift bowl right there.
That's what
or
I want.
Ask him to wrap it in lettuce.
Ooh, a Ronto lettuce wrap. Oh,
I would eat that. Lettuce?
What would it be called? It would be called, Felucia leaves, right?
Yeah.
That the,
there you go.
Yeah, that's it. That's the island or the planet, Felucia.
Okay.
Blue lettuce, whatever. We move.
I love it.
Okay, Kat. What's one of your items?
I'm going to preface all of my items by, they're like almost all of them are sweets, you guys, because that's who I am. My first choice is the Matterhorn Macaroon at the Jolly Holiday Cafe.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You can get it all day long. That's already a plus. It's got coconut in it, which means it has potassium. So basically, it's good for you. It's basically a serving of fruit.
Right? There you go.
But you can mobile order it, and you can take it with you because you can hold it in your hand.
Like it.
So you can eat it in line for the Matterhorn if you so choose.
I think I am going to have to go with the beignets, a beignet from Mint Julep Bar. Yeah, I like beignets.
Good call.
Mm-hmm.
They're a little messy, so definitely, you know, grab some of those extra napkins because who knows how much powdered sugar you're going to get on yourself walking around eating it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one drawback for me.
Powdered sugar?
The powdered sugar.
Don't wear black.
No, in advance. Either that or just wear a big poncho so to cover yourself up. Because you'll need it.
Oh, you could get, you know, like, it's got those kid bibs that actually have the arms to it. So it's kind
of, yeah,
like completely, you know.
I don't know how this double X person's going to get into a kid bib, but okay.
Very carefully.
You're like fat man in little coat. Anyway, I'm proud of it. The next thing I will mention here, if you're looking at me, is the Germany Pavilion at Epcot. Did I steal one of yours, Chris?
I think you're about to.
Caramel handmade popcorn from the Caramel Push by Werther's. Check it out, because when it's hot and fresh, it's absolutely the best. And I'm just so funny right now. I'm just rhyming.
Anyway, that was not on my list.
It is on my list. Delicious. It's so delicious. You talk about a walk and talk. Put it, you know, it comes in these wax bags. Walk, go, eat, have fun, do whatever you need to do. And don't worry if you need to get in that attraction in the single rider line, because you just fold it up, put it in the front seat, and just go. And go back and resume your snacking. So.
Mm-hmm.
There's my pluses for that. Anybody else? Who's next?
Cat.
Dole Whip.
Oh, he's waiting to fall off before that.
It doesn't matter what flavor it is. It doesn't matter if it's in a cup or a float. Dole Whip. I'll eat it in a box with a fox. I love Dole Whip. You've heard this song before. It's my favorite just in general, but there's so many different flavors and you can get it a bunch of different places now. So I that's like my number one. Matterhorn Macaron was my Disneyland choice, but Dole Whip across the board everywhere.
Oh yeah. You're like the queen of Dole Whip.
I would like a sash and a crown that says that, please. Thank you.
Oh, you know what we could
totally
do?
Totally. Whoa. We need to do that.
Time out. Back the truck up. So little, our kids, Boo and Jack. So they have a little Disney dress up chest, and they go in there and they play dress up, what have you. There's a little.
She plays dress up.
Okay. She plays dress up. He just likes to steal stuff from her. So she has a tiara. We take a tiara and get one of those little munchkin plushes, whatever, and put the Dole Whip, and then that would be Cat's little tiara.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He would take her accessories, and he just will walk up to her and like take her tiara off her head and just go off running.
I got it.
Gotta go.
He literally.
I want my tiara.
I think he learned that from Black Cat from the Spidey and Friends show, where he just steals.
Because Black Cat, she steals stuff. That's right.
Anyway, right. Sorry.
Disney Junior,
they pick up a lot of bad things from Disney. It's terrible. There's like things you don't think about, and then all of a sudden your kid's going.
It's like, well, where'd you get that from, Brother Bear?
Oh, Brother Bear! Great. And then you're like, moose.
You know, the two goats that say, "Shut up!" No, you shut up! Shut up! You shut up! And I'm like, oh no, that's our kids.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, that's where they get that.
That's okay. Amazing.
Yeah, I know, Kristen.
Let's see. I'm going to go with the big giant pretzel.
Oh yeah.
In the Germany Pavilion, because it's bigger than my head and it's delicious. Mm.
So good.
It's not like too soft. It's not too hard. It's just right with the salt. Delicious. And I always get it with a beer, but you know, then you have to have somebody carry your beer for you.
It's true.
Or your daughter. two fists to eat drink.
What was going on there? Hey, so we have this,
yeah,
for you guys. So, you know, customizing your treats is really great. Goofy's Candy Shop is an extraordinary place. Confectionery is an extraordinary place where you can customize your things. But going back on the whole popcorn thing that I'm addicted to, I just got addicted to this in this last trip with Boo and Jack-Jack and you, Kristen, because you went ahead and went to the confectionery and got ourselves some customized caramel corn, candy corn. So you can take your choices of plain, cheddar, caramel, or rainbow candy corn and customize your own bag. You can add all the toppings you want on it for a certain price. So you could do like M&M's, peanut M&M's, fudge brownie M&M's, almond M&M's, Snickers, Chop Twix, Skittles, brought to you by M&M Mars. And all the crushed cookies and marshmallows and white and dark chocolate toppings. And the kids, literally, their hands were all gooey, but they were just having a lot of fun. And of course, I was gooey too, because I was eating with them. So I love it. So go ahead and get it. Get your custom candy corn or caramel corn over there at the confectionery. It's pretty good. Not too bad. $12 to $13.99 mm-hmm. for that. Not too shabby.
Yeah, a little pricey, but it's delicious.
Oh God, it's so good. I think it's worth it.
It was good.
I like it.
And the kids really
sounds good to me.
Yeah. Okay, what's next? What you got, Kat?
Westward Ho at Magic Kingdom. Candy bacon skewer.
Yeah. Oh.
It's on a stick. It's bacon. It's served with chips. You can't go wrong. You really can't.
So good.
Bacon on a stick.
So
bacon
good.
On a stick.
Candied bacon to bat.
Bacon. It's delightful.
Yes.
I'm going to go along with your meat on a stick, and I'm going to go over to Bengal Barbecue.
Oh.
Because their skewers there in Disneyland Park are really good.
Legit. Mm-hmm. Especially with the peanut sauce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the peanut sauce.
Yeah.
I love peanut sauce.
So good.
Especially if it's spicy peanut sauce. That makes it even better.
So, kind of piggybacking on your Bengal Barbecue in the Asian persuasion, I'm going to take us to Epcot, Japan for some kakigori.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was going to be a cat's list. That's why I haven't said it.
I know.
I can't eat kakigori on the move. I'm a mess. Don't eat that.
Well, it has the potential to be super messy if you're not careful.
Yeah.
Be very strategic. And before you start moving, you need to get all the corners and the sides eaten off so that you leave room for the potential drippings, right? You have to, because it is a shaved ice cone. So you need to be very careful with it. You can get strawberry, lemon, cherry, tangerine, or blue raspberry ice. Of course,
don't forget melon.
There's melon too, yes. And of course, you can get the sweet condensed milk.
That's how I
love it, because God, yeah. That's how Halo Halo is done in the Philippines.
Halo Halo.
You can see, right? And you know, Kat, Jollibee. Yes. So, you know, the deal there, a lot of Asian street food has, and even in India, they do this, but they'll take condensed milk and shaved ice, put it in a block, and they'll freeze it, and then they'll scrape it off, and then you'll eat it like that. Yeah, that's how mm-hmm. they do it. typically
milky ice, like bingsu. Yeah.
Exactly right. Right. And you'll find that a lot. You'll find that a lot in Indonesia, Thailand. You'll see some of that, but the kakigori is the same premise. It's just shaved ice. Different, but super flavorful. Okay.
It's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Slushes. I love a good slush. The two that I've picked are from the Cheshire Cat Cafe at Magic Kingdom. The All Mixed Up and the Twinkle Twinkle Little Bat. They're both tea-based slushes. I think they're both delicious, but they serve slushies basically everywhere, just like Dole Whips. If it's frozen in a drink, I'm pretty much there for it. But I can't pass up a slush. Like, if it's a choice, I carry a bag of straws in my purse that's for slush-based emergencies. So,
oh,
slushes.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think I am going to have to go with the corn, what is it? Corn dog nuggets over at Casey's Ooh. Corner.
That's exactly where I was going to go.
Oh, that is Next. What you typed.
I literally, that's what I typed. You stole one from me now.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yeah, the corn dog nuggets.
I love those.
I know. But they're like, I mean, it's easy. If you're wanting something like a hot dog, you can't really walk around easily with the hot dog because you're going to get it all over you, especially at Casey's Corner where they like load those hot dogs up with toppings.
True.
Or same with award wieners. But corn dog nuggets are small, bite-sized corn dogs.
Yes. Agreed.
Yes.
So I'm going to take one out of Disneyland. So Disneyland fans, brace yourself, because I'm going, speaking of corn dogs, I'm going to go to Corn Dog Castle, one of my favorite places in the world, for the fried cheese, baby.
I knew that's what you're going to do.
Yes. To me, there's nothing more comforting than fried cheese and grilled cheese, and to have a block of cheese on a stick that's fried reminds me of the days I used to work at the mall. And yeah, it's probably the best part about working in the mall, where corn dog and a stick was with the fried cheese. So yeah, fried cheese, Corn Dog Castle. Mm-mm, good. Cat.
Grilled corn on the cob from Harambe Fruit Market.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite things to eat, just hands down, when I'm at Animal Kingdom, with the African spices, of course. Easy. You can walk with it. It's delicious. Yeah. You can eat it while you wait in line for Kilimanjaro Safaris. You can eat it while you're in line for Lion King, Festival of Lion King. There's so many options. It's just wonderful.
I am going to have to go with a Mickey premium bar.
Oh, yeah.
Those you can get at so many carts throughout the parks. I mean, and you've got, if that's not your thing, there's other delicious treats there as well. I mean, you can get like some people like the frozen banana with the chocolate on it.
I have those in my freezer right now.
I don't even remember the last time I had one of those, but you know what? Speaking of that, I bought some of those keto salted caramel chocolate bars.
Ooh.
From Costco.
Yeah.
Because they were giving them out as a sample. And I was like, oh, yes, wow, that's really good. What is that? And I looked and I was like, oh, I think I'm going to have to get them. Gosh, now I want one. Now that I'm thinking about Mickey bars and keto bars.
Yes.
We can have one just after we record. Hey,
I think I'm going to have to.
I apologize, gang. For the past two shows, Kristen and I have had just the worst.
You know, the weather here has warmed up for several days in a row. Like, it is unusually warm. Like this month, we haven't really been cold. You can wear the past few days short, or like a short sleeve shirt and like lightweight pants outside. It's in the high 60s.
It's 49 degrees here.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, no, it's been warm, and I've noticed some of the trees are starting to get their little buds. So I think the allergies are kicking in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't help that, you know, I had the patches on my skin, and then I got the hives from the cat, and ended up going to the dermatologist because I was like, I'm going to scratch myself to death. So I got some medicine for that.
But good. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask.
Yeah. I think it's lending to the stuffiness.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll go a couple more rounds here, and we can put this baby to bed. But I will say that over the past 5 years, I think there's been a trend over at Disneyland and Disney World to have egg rolls.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And I tried the burger egg rolls. Where were the burger egg rolls when we went last time, Kristen?
Magic Kingdom.
Of course, you can get traditional egg rolls over there at the Lotus Blossom Cafe over in Epcot. So you can definitely do that. But if sometimes egg rolls will have, you know, the different carts in Adventureland and stuff like that will have them. But they'll change out every now and again. So be on the lookout for the different egg rolls they might have, because they're perfect to eat and walk and talk. So there you go. Mm-hmm. Kat?
I have two words for you. Big pickle.
I knew it.
It was just a matter of time.
As soon as you said I have two words, I was like, it's going to be big pickle.
The king of snacks. I love a big pickle. You can get them on both coasts. You can eat them at the movie theater if you live in Texas. Big pickle. Hands down, all the way across the board, big pickle. The end.
I love pickles.
Me too.
That's what we need to do. When we win the lottery, Kat, we need to start a pickle company.
We're going to build our pickle empire.
Yes.
I'm in. Let's go.
Spicy pickles, sweet pickles. We're going to have all kinds of pickles.
Pickled fruit, pickled vegetables, pickle everything.
So Boo really likes pickles.
And
she likes the pickle flavoring.
Yeah.
So, fuck, she doesn't like carrots. I'm going to slice them up and I'm going to soak it in pickle juice.
Oh, yeah.
She'll eat them. No.
Oh.
Still, she will not.
She saw your game.
It's not even that it's, she doesn't like the taste of carrots, which is weird because that's like a huge food for most children. It's like pretty much every kid likes carrots.
What if you tried the carrots of a different color?
She doesn't like the taste of the carrots.
No.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It was
green beans. Green beans have vitamins.
She didn't pick it out. Like, she was eating something the other day, and she was like, and she reached in and pulled out from like multiple things that were in her mouth the carrot. I was like,
ow.
Wow. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Hey, Addie.
She doesn't like it. She knows what she's about.
No, right?
She knows what she's about.
Yep.
There you go.
Yes, she does. No carrots.
Yes, pickles, no carrots. Don't come for us, big carrot.
She is clearly not a rabbit. I'm going to go with the pineapple lumpia over in Pandora.
Yeah.
Yeah. In stereo, Kat.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Nothing like a fried pineapple. You know, a wonton. I love it. So speaking
of carrots. It's crispy.
It
I like
crispy.
The crispiness. And it's sweet, but not too sweet.
So speaking of carrot cake, or carrots. I've got carrot cake, a carrot cake cookie, and that carrot cake that was over it. You see, I had it literally here on my search history, and I totally lost the link because I had it open. But yes,
for carrot cake cookie at Hollywood Studios,
that would be it. Yeah, so definitely try that out.
Where can you get that now?
That I had it updated.
I'm
here.
Pretty sure literally. At the Trolley Cafe.
That's it. That's it. Thank you, Kat. That's where you can find it.
Because I know you used to be able to get it at the Writer's Stop. And then you also had, I just forgot the name of it.
The one that used to be by Brown Derby. Stage door?
Yeah, Stage Door Cafe.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it. Nope, you nailed it. Thank you so much for saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'm a big fan of carrot cake, and the carrot cake and the whoopie pie over there at Hollywood Studios is always a go-to snack for me. Love it. Kat's thinking hard.
I'm trying to, if I'm going to say this, but it might be a lie. Because I'm a dipper. But the Yorkshire County Fish Shop chips.
Yes.
I could eat them and walk around. What?
Don't they come in a cup?
They come in like a little basket.
Okay. You know, they really need to do, Disney needs to do more cup food for things like that, or give you the option, do you want the basket or would you like it in a cup to
maybe
go?
You should just request it in a cup or get an extra,
or just ask for an extra cup. Yeah,
don't want to shortchange yourself just in case it doesn't fit.
I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah, either that one or the nachos from Woody's Lunchbox. Not nachos, tachos from Woody's Lunchbox. Those come in a bowl.
Love tachos.
Those come in a bowl,
so good.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like that. That's a good one. I like the tachos. I'm trying to think what else
I get, like things that are coming into my mind are beverages at the moment.
Well,
that
is a good one to do.
It's not food though. Like a frozen beer is not food.
Yeah, but
I said slushies though, so you could still do it.
You were gonna go with?
I was gonna go with the frozen Kirin.
Uh-huh.
That's what comes to my mind because I think of like it being hot outside, and that's nice to walk around and like help keep you cool.
Yes. Yeah.
100%. I agree. Mm-hmm.
Actually, that's a great pavilion for picking up like cookies or candy, thing like that, that you want to snack on.
Yeah. Like dried fishes.
Cool.
They have good snacks there.
Lots of matcha.
I'm starving.
Yeah, same.
It's all this food talk.
All this food talk is making me super hungry.
I went right from a call onto this call, onto our first call, and didn't eat dinner. And I just realized I didn't eat dinner. But
oh my God, Kat.
Yes. Japan Pavilion has excellent options for snackies.
Agreed.
Yeah. I think that's all I can come up with off the top of my head at this time.
Well, you stole mine. That was the frozen Kirin. But I think we'd be remiss if we didn't mention a couple of the old favorites.
Churros.
Sure.
Of every kind, especially Disneyland. Disneyland probably has the best churro, the best curated churro selection of any Disney park. Because this is a thing there. The fact that they've oftentimes coupled it with the sauces in the little portable, like the little ramekins, is super cool. And of course, for those of you that really, really want that protein, the turkey leg. Now, for me personally, it's super messy. And there are times where you eat the turkey leg and you're like, oh, that's a little gristly. It's a little gristly section or a little cartilage area. It's kind of
A lot of cartilage.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, man, you know, you have to commit. Like, you have to be in that mindset of, I'm committed to snack on this and eat it up Henry VIII I am style walking around the park because it's heavy, it's super greasy, and you have to give zero in order to eat it because it's a commitment. I'm just warning you now, if you haven't had the giant turkey leg, that's what you have to be committed to it. And if I'm committed on eating it, I have to eat it a little daintily. I don't care if you give me hate mail, but I have to sit down and make sure that I eat strategically so I don't drip hot mess and oil and grease all over my shirt.
I feel like if you're eating a turkey leg, you need to be prepared to like go into the bathroom with like face wash and wash your face, because it's going to feel like you stuck it in Crisco.
Yeah.
It's too oily for me.
Some people are down with that, and you know, heaven help you. It's awesome. Good for you. I think Jeff Davis says it a lot on Sorcerer Radio. Like, he loves his big turkey leg. And I'm like, hey, man, you do you. If I eat a turkey leg, man, that's a commitment. And I don't know if I'm willing to spend that money on that kind of thing. I'd much rather go and get a bunch of macaroons over there in France.
Ooh, yeah.
Get a box of macaroons and just snack on them.
Popcorn.
Yeah.
Ice cream. That's another good thing. Like, just cups of ice cream. Like, over in France, they have amazing ice cream. Just get it in a cup.
Or the gelato. Yeah.
Yeah.
The gelato.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, one that we did not say that has got to be on everybody's mind is popcorn.
I said popcorn. Well, just
regular. Well, no, it's all, you said all caramel popcorn. Corn
and the
rainbow one with all kinds of other chocolatey mess in it.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
I can't have caramel kush popcorn, but I can have regular old popcorn.
Oh, really? I love it.
The Werther's caramel has wheat in it.
Oh no.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ooh, that's not fun.
No.
Yeah, but it's okay because I just like regular old popcorn.
Nope.
The salty.
Yeah.
There you go.
I like the salty too.
There you go.
Well, I think that pretty much wraps up a good selection of best foods on the go.
And a little sidebar for Ki Hai Quan.
Yeah.
How about that? A little pop culture-itis there for you.
Well, thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's show. If you haven't already, make sure you like, subscribe, and click that notification bell. If you enjoy what we want to do, please consider supporting the show. You can do so by becoming a supporter on Anchor, or you can shop our links. We have Amazon, Disney Store, Kingdom Stroller, as well as Garden Grocer. Al John, do you want to tell everybody where they can find us?
Sure. Check out myself if you want on Instagram. I'd love that. At Al John Rocks. You can also find our different podcasts in there as well. Check out the Disney list while you can before it turns into a butterfly. Also, Skull Rock Podcast and with me and Dave Bossert. And then you also have Eat the Pictures with Kat as well. You can also find us on all the social channels as well, or Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You'll also, I just want to note this, if you stumbled upon this podcast, no matter the podcast platform, we're on every one of them. Please like, share, subscribe. It helps the algorithm. Leave those 5-star reviews as well. We would certainly appreciate it.
You can find me on Instagram at Catastrophe, at CAT_ASTROPHE. Like Al John said, don't forget to join our Facebook group, Dining at Disney, and check out our friends, the Disney Dorks, and the Sorcerer Radio Fun Zone. For all your Disney, Universal, and cruise travel, contact Kristen at themeparksandcruises@gmail.com. Her services are free, and she will send you on the best vacation of your life. Until next time, I have been Kat. That has been Kristen and Al John. Bon appetit.
The information and opinions expressed in this podcast are for entertainment and informational purposes. All other trademarks mentioned are the property of their respective owners.